President Donald Trump hailed the 7th of November a big day for Republicans after his party lost control of the House of Representatives in the US midterm elections of 2018. A majority for the Democrats in the lower chamber for the first time in 8 years will restrict his ability to steer his program through Congress. But the party of Republicans has also seen a certain increase in the number at the Senate majority. So which party has more power now? The fight is between the Democrats and the Republicans, with the Democrats celebrating the control of the House of Representatives. Out of 435 seats, 420 seats counted, Democrats had 223 and the Republicans had 197. So who are the House of Representatives? The House has 435 representatives, each elected with a 2-year term. It is much like the Indian system, since the House of Representatives is like India's Lok Sabha. So what is its role? It is the House that introduces bills and amendments. It can initiate impeachment proceedings for government officials, while the House can pass federal legislation that affect the entire country. The bills must also be passed by the Senate and the US President for them to become a law. House of Democracy leader Nancy Pelosi, who is set to become Speaker, a position she held from 2007 to 11, told the cheering supporters that it will be a new day in America. The Democrats vowed to eradicate the loopholes in the Trump administrations if they regained the House, which would give them control over the chamber's powerful committees. They are also likely to launch strings of investigations into everything from President's tax returns to his links to Russia. And it's the House that begins impeachment proceedings. So what does the election result actually mean? Democrats have taken over the House of Representatives, leaving Donald Trump with little support to move his agenda forward, including tax cuts and funding for his border walls. But Trump's Republicans are set to strengthen their grip on the Senate. In the Senate, with 97 of the 100 seats decided, Democrats had 46 and Republicans had 51. So who are the Senate? The Senate is like the Rajya Sabha. The US Constitution gives the group unique powers. There are a total of 100 senators, two from every state with 6 years term. And what is their role? The Senate has exclusive powers not granted to the House, including the power to confirm or reject appointments of cabinet secretaries, federal judges, military officers, ambassadors, and among others. While the House can initiate impeachment proceedings, no impeachment can go through without first going to the Senate. And with 51 seats, Trump's party will retain more power in the upper house. So the House or the Senate, which is more important? The Senate, composed of 100 people, two from each state elected for 6-year terms, is generally referred to as the upper chamber. But that doesn't imply that it's more important than the House of Representatives and the 435 people who sit in it. It's the House that sets the legislative agenda. They will prevent Mr. Trump from enacting more tax cuts or bringing legislation to repeal Obamacare. Conclusively, it is the House of Representatives that it is likely to cause Mr. Trump the most headache for the remaining 2 years for his first term. So what will come next? January 3rd is the day when all new and returning Congress members will take up their roles to serve the 116th Congress. The 115th is still in session and will run until then. Before then, one can expect a huge amount of jostling for position, and the Democrats will decide who will chair their committee and set out their priorities. So is it just the beginning to Mr. Trump's problems? Do let us know what you think in the comment box below. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.